The Tom Woods Show, episode 1872.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Hey folks, Tom Woods here. Well, today is a happy day because today is the 9-year anniversary of the creation of LibertyClassroom.com, which is my membership site that I created for people who would like to learn real history, real economics, no propaganda. And I am thrilled that 9 years going, we are stronger than ever. We actually had our best year ever in, believe it or not, 2020. Although I suppose that sort of makes sense. People are at home and being educated at home, so they use the site. But although we have plenty of homeschoolers who use it, I intended it primarily for adult enrichment, for people, well, frankly, even like myself, who feel like they were victims of educational malpractice. They didn't get the whole story, or they got a slanted story, or things were left out, or whatever. And LibertyClassroom.com fills those gaps and does things that I don't think are being done anywhere in the libertarian world. There's nothing like this particular site and these particular courses. So LibertyClassroom.com is that site, and I'm very proud of that. Now, before I bring on our guest, I want to elaborate on this a bit. Now, I know I started the episode by saying what a happy day this is. Now I'm going to terrify you a little bit. I'm sorry about that. But I think, and I'm going to be talking about this a lot more in the coming months, the time has clearly come for us to be building parallel institutions. I mean, in effect, we have to live parallel lives with a lot of the people who surround us. We, frankly, are surrounded by people who cannot stand the sight of us, who hate us, who want to educate our children in ideas that are loathsome to us, who, if they could, would strip from us our means of livelihood. There's no doubting these sorts of things anymore. This sounds like the sort of thing only a crazy person would have said even 10 years ago, and yet we're surrounded by it now. We're facing ethical dilemmas of all sorts. And frankly, every major institution I can think of absolutely despises us. I challenge you to find me one that doesn't. This is really, I think we haven't really paused enough to stop and think about how terrifying that is because we're so used to it. But it's unbelievable, the burden we bear and the fight we're engaged in. And I am increasingly interested in building a kind of a community, an online community, but that I hope will give rise to more real life things where we work through some of these problems, whether it's educating our kids from younger years all the way up through college. We have decisions to make regarding what they do after they leave secondary school. We have people who have trouble with relationships because they have our ideas and some people are not very tolerant and they don't know what to do about that. We've got the corporate world full of people who want to shove ideas down your throat that you don't agree with. Meanwhile, people are very and legitimately worried about the long-term value of their money and they don't know what they're supposed to do about that. We have all kinds of anxiety about all kinds of things. So now let's go back and look at Liberty Classroom again and really understand what that is. That is a parallel institution. I, on my own, cannot challenge the history department at Yale University, but I can create something parallel. I can create LibertyClassroom.com, and that's what I did. So I shouldn't feel completely paralyzed. Well, the bad guys are still around. Yes, but now the good guys have a fighting chance too. Build something instead of just griping. Build a community. Build a parallel institution. I built this on a subscription model so that people stay for a long period of time because I'm always adding new content to it. I mean, I started Liberty Classroom with just 4 courses, and now it's close to 30 courses. So people have reason to stay with me on that site for long periods of time. Now, notice that this is a good thing for everyone involved. The consumers of the site are getting information they couldn't get anywhere else because it doesn't exist. It exists because I hired people to create it. I mean, let's just be blunt about it. That's why it exists, because I decided to do something. Meanwhile, it's also good for me because it gives me some stability. I know I'm going to have X number of people roughly on the site and X percent of those are going to stay with me. It's a good model to have, and it's a good model for you to be thinking about because frankly, one of those parallel things that you may someday need to create for yourself is, frankly, your own livelihood. I mean, let's just be realistic here about the situation we face. That could well happen. So what's the best kind of model for that? Well, I'll tell you, I've been doing it for 9 years, and that is a subscription-based service because it gives you some stability. What I mean by that is that you know that every year, X percent of the people who have joined you are going to persist, or every month, they're going to still be with you. So instead of just selling one thing once, you sell once, but it's not one thing. It's an ongoing subscription. So you don't have to worry, well, now I have to sell them something new, and then I have to create another thing. I have to sell another thing. If you sell a subscription, that one sale generates a lot of income over time. So it's an excellent model. And there are probably 100,000. That would be my estimate, at least 100,000 membership sites. They're probably way more than that. It's just that I personally know somebody who has helped to create 70,000 of those. And that's our guest today. That's Stu McLaren. Stu McLaren is the membership guy because, for one thing, he created the software that many tens of thousands of people use to run their own membership sites. So he knows more about them than anybody I know. And if you want to challenge me on that, find me somebody who knows more than Stu McLaren about memberships. I can't find that person. And I'm increasingly committed to bring the best people I can who can help navigate us through difficult and challenging waters. And there ain't nobody better than Stu McLaren. I've actually gone through, he has a course on this, and I've gone through most of it for a site that I want to launch later this year. Anyway, I'm talking too much, but I feel very strongly about this, about building parallel institutions. And I think my Liberty Classroom is a good example of one such institution. But not everything we do here has to be, you know, you have to recreate the universities or anything like that. Another parallel institution can simply be your own livelihood or a side business, something like that. But as I say, the need to do that could be more urgent than you realize. So it's good to think of what would be the best model for this. And as I say, I don't think you can beat a membership. So let's talk to Stu about this. Stu, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, Tom.
You know, Stu, it's funny. Sometimes when you first learn about somebody or something, you say, oh, I've never heard of that person. But then once you do, then you see that person everywhere all of a sudden, right? So I first got to know about you, actually, I'm sorry to say, only in this year, 2021. But then John Lee Dumas came out with a book, and there's a chapter dealing with you. And then every time I turn around, you're somewhere there. You're on a leaderboard, or I'm reading about you here and there. So this is like the year of Stu for Old Woods here. And in particular, I want you to know I've gone through so much of your material because I'm going to be launching another membership probably over the summer. And even though I've had a membership site very successful for 9 years now, in fact, today is the official 9-year anniversary of that site, I still feel like I have more to learn. I want to launch it just the right way, the most effective way, reach the most people, do the most good in the world, just because I really do think I'm going to be helping a lot of people with it. I haven't quite disclosed the nature of it yet, but I think it's going to do an awful lot of good. And so for that reason, I want to reach as many people as possible. And I just think I watch you on your lessons and you're so full of enthusiasm. It puts me to shame. I think I'm enthusiastic on the show, and I can't hold a candle to Stu McLaren. But let's start with a little bit of your own background so people can get to know you. Right now, I think of you as like the guru when it comes to how to build a membership site, or really, ultimately, a community. And that's what I want people to start thinking about. But how did you stumble into them? And did you have a 9-to-5 job? Like, what's the background here?
Well, I came out of university with my honors business degree, and you know, they trained all of us to go forth into the corporate world. And I don't know if anybody listening has ever experienced that feeling inside where you're just like, something just doesn't feel right about the direction that I'm supposed to go. That's how I felt. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew what I didn't want to do. And so ultimately, long story short, is that I tried a bunch of different things. I went out on my own and tried to start my own business and in a variety of different ways. And I was stumbling along. And eventually I ended up creating a successful consulting business, and it was going great. The problem with it, however, was that I had just gotten married. This was in 2007, and I was working a lot. And I remember a conversation that my wife and I had, and she said, like, is this how life is going to be? And in that moment, I'm just like, well, this is just what I got to do to keep the business going. And then we started to have the conversation about kids. And the moment we had that conversation, I realized the writing was on the wall. Like, I couldn't be the father or the husband that I wanted to be if I'm burning the candle at both ends and working nonstop. And then the other side of that was the only way to grow the business, because I was working one-on-one, was to give more time. And I didn't have any more time to give. So I had to change. I had to look at things a completely different way. Fortunately, I had a friend and a mentor of mine who suggested that I start a membership. And this was in 2008. I had no idea what a membership was. But the way he explained it to me is he said, Stu, look, the work that you're doing one-on-one with clients, you could do in a one-to-many scenario so that you are doing the work once, but you have so many more people that you can reach and serve. And I really liked the idea of that, of not having limits as to how many people I could reach and serve. And so I started going down that path. Back then, the technology was not what it is today. You know, Tom, because you've had a membership site for 9 years, like the technology has improved so much. But back then I was dealing with things like server settings and HD access files, and it was way over my head. And I was talking to a friend of mine, Tracy, and I just said, man, I'm so frustrated by this. I just want to teach. I just want to help. And he said, if you could wave a magic wand and you could create like the ultimate membership solution, what would it look like? And I said, I would do this, I would do that, and I would do this, and I'd do that. And he said, so why don't you just go and do it? And I said, dude, like, do you not hear what I'm sharing? Like, I'm not technical enough to even use solutions that are available, let alone create my own. And he said, well, why don't we create it together? And ultimately, he had been working with a couple of developers, and we came together, we created a solution that went on to become the world's number one membership solution for WordPress.
Is this Wishlist Member?
It is Wishlist Member.
Yeah, okay.
You got it. And so we went on to power over 70,000 online communities and memberships. And when you're behind the scenes helping 70,000 membership site owners, you start to see trends. You start to see what's working and what's not working. And I just started paying real close attention to what is happening for those sites that are growing year over year over year, and what are they doing differently? That's where I began to really see the difference between those sites that were growing and those that weren't. I started sharing it and teaching it. And that brings us to today, where now we've helped tens of thousands of business owners launch successful memberships in all kinds of markets.
Well, of course, one of the benefits of it from the point of view of the site owner is that in some ways, the effort involved in selling people something is no different in either case. Whether I'm selling you one thing on a one-time basis or selling you a subscription, the effort of selling is, okay, maybe it's a little bit more to get you to buy a subscription, but once you buy it, you're in it for as long as you'd like to be. And that means that the site owner is generating revenue after engaging in the selling process once, is generating revenue month after month, year after year. There's something very, very appealing about that model, just from a money standpoint. Forget about helping people and building a community, which you also want to do. It can be, if you're generating good content, it can be very stable for you. It's not like I have to sell another ebook every 3 weeks.
100%. You know, here's the challenge that 99% of businesses who do not have recurring revenue experience. They make a sale and then they're in a position of hope. They're hoping that the customer is going to come back from them and buy again and again and again. And that position of hope is not a position that we as a business owner want to be in. Like, I'll give you a real simple example of this. So a few years ago, where our office is located, a new car wash was being built. And once it was open, it had been open for about a month, one of the guys came in the office and said, Stu, you got to go like check out the car wash. And I'm like, why? What's the big deal? It's a car wash. They're like, no. They have a subscription. They have a membership. And I'm like, oh, interesting. So being the membership guy, I go over and I check it out. And as I said, they'd been open for about a month. And I went in and I looked at the pricing. And I want you to just hear the pricing of this. You could go through the car wash one time for $9, or you could go through an unlimited number of times for $10 a month. So they really incentivized, you know, getting the monthly membership. And so I loved this. And so I was intrigued. So I, you know, go in and I'm talking to the girl and I'm getting my own membership. And I just said to her, I said, so like, you've just been open a month and it seems like you're crazy busy. She said, oh my goodness, it's been nuts. I said, well, how many members have you, you know, welcomed? And she said, we have over 3,000 monthly members.
Wow.
Now time out for a second. Think about the difference between that car wash versus every other car wash in the city that is hoping people are going to come back to them. you know, this car wash, they know with certainty that 3,000 people are going to be paying them next month. And that changes everything. That predictability and that stability gives that business the ability to be able to create stable cash flow, to be able to plan, to be able to hire, knowing that that income is going to come in. This is why I'm so passionate about this, especially after the last year. We just never know what's going to happen. And I can tell you story after story after story of business owners who had the recurring revenue and they weren't worried about whether they were going to survive this year. In fact, they have thrived through this year. That's what recurring revenue does. And this is why you're seeing big companies like the Amazons, the Netflix, the Spotify's, the Pelotons, the Disney's, who are all moving towards a recurring revenue. Heck, even Walmart and Burger King and IKEA have all made the move. And so I'm sharing this because this is why people and businesses are doing it, because it creates that stability. And then most importantly, as business owners, it gives us the peace of mind knowing that we're not going to have the stress of worrying where the customers are going to come from. We know exactly where they're coming from.
Let me take a couple of minutes to run through a few of the memberships that I belong to. And then I'd like you to give us as just a whole bunch of examples to show all the different kinds of areas, just because I want people listening to start thinking, could I do this? I think some people think, well, maybe this is only for people in this or that niche or this and that. You know, it is such a wide variety of things. So let me start with a few, just to get people thinking about how this works, a few offline things I do that are memberships. There's a cheese shop in New York City that I love called Murray's Cheese. Mm-hmm. And at Christmas time, I was trying to think of gifts. And if all they had had was just samples of Murray's Cheese, I would have bought that. But they have a subscription. It's Murray's Perfect Pair of the Month. It's a cheese, a spread, and a meat that all go together. And they ship it to you every single month. So I bought that because I thought that's even better than just one at a time. If they hadn't offered me that, they would have made a sale worth 1/12 of the sale they wound up making. I also, two of my daughters who are artistic, subscribe to something called Art Snacks. Every month they get a little box with a few artistic implements or some paint or whatever, and they love it and they look forward to it and they never want to stop. So every single, I could buy them a little art set. But I love this idea of them getting something in the mail every single month. So on and on. We have in our household, we have a cat box for cat lovers. We have a Japan box full of stuff from Japan. And then in particular, during 2020, I have a friend whose wife really did fall into the category of potentially quite vulnerable people. So it looked like they weren't going to be doing a lot of going out for a while. So as a gift, I bought them something called a date box. So every month they get a box with some activities and some ways to connect with each other and sometimes some things to eat or drink inside so that they have their own date in their own home shipped to them every single month. So all of these are great memberships and they're all great models because once you do one of those dates, you say, well, I can't wait till we do the next one. And so again, they only sold to me once, but they're in effect making a sale every single month from me. So it's definitely something worth thinking about. Now, so I want my folks who maybe have never thought of themselves as people who create things like this, and you don't have to create physicals. We're actually talking primarily about online memberships. You don't have to create anything physical. Let's help them to see just the variety of ways you can skin this particular cat and the different areas where people are creating memberships and communities.
Great. And by the way, Tom, I love hearing those examples. Like I'm smiling as you're saying it because I can relate to the one for the kids because I got two young kids, a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. And in the same way, like it's like Christmas time when that box arrives. Like we subscribe to one that is called, Little Passports. That's what it's called. And similarly, like they get like a little thing in the mail and there's like stamps and stickers and they love it. You know, it's such a great experience. But this is where I think once your mind gets in tuned with memberships, you start to realize that they're virtually everywhere. They're physical product, like product-based memberships. Like the most famous one is just, you know, the Dollar Shave Club, where they took a physical razor and they turned it into a subscription. And in 4 and a bit years, they went from, you know, a fledgling little startup to selling for more than $1 billion because it is a subscription model that is much more stable than any other type of business. So You can do it with physical products. You can do it with services. Like you might see like Massage Addict is a great example of this. Instead of somebody coming in for a one-time massage, they sell massage memberships. So you pay a monthly fee and you get so many memberships. And you see all kinds of services like this. Like we get organic fruits and veggies delivered to our door and we pay for it on a regular basis. And sure, I could go to the grocery store, I could go to the farmer's market, but it's way more convenient to have it automatically shipped to me. So there's product-based memberships, there's service-based memberships, there's information or knowledge-based memberships. This is predominantly what we help people with, where you take what you already know, love, and do in your experience, and you provide it inside of a digital membership. And those, I mean, I can give you tons of examples. I think of like Brittany, who, you know, is she taught grade 4-5 math for 10 plus years. And when she had kids, she went on a maternity leave and she just wanted to stay productive. She wanted to do something. So she was sharing her math lessons online and realized like, oh my goodness, like this would make a great membership. And she launched her membership and welcomed hundreds of members into her membership. She's not gone back to teaching because she's serving and helping so many more teachers who are effectively helping thousands and thousands of kids inside their classrooms with what she's teaching. Or there's Tamara Bennett. This one, I didn't even know this was a thing, Tom, but you know, Tamara Bennett just opened my eyes to the fact that there are a whole lot of people who love painting door hangers. And I remember when Tamara told me about this, I'm like, okay, are we talking like the door hangers, like you're at a hotel and you put like, do not disturb? And she's laughed. She's like, no, Stu, like decorative door hangers. They're kind of like wreaths, but you put them on your front door. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, she launched her membership. This was 3 years ago, welcomed 400 plus members into her membership right out of the gate. It's now grown to more than 2,000 members, Tom, for decorative door hangers. Then you've got like markets like Maxi, who's in quilting, or Troopti in over in India, she's teaching art, or Sapphire Gray, who's over in the UK and is helping women with invest in real estate. Or you've got people like Scott Paley and Joan Gary, who formed a partnership. Joan is the expert in the nonprofit space. She helps nonprofits, you know, thrive and grow. And Scott, he's really the behind the scenes person. They came together and they've created a membership for nonprofit leaders. And you wouldn't think that, you know, nonprofits are a market that have money to spend on memberships, but they have more than 3,000 monthly paying members, where again, they started from with just a few hundred and have grown it over the years. Or I think of Dana Abraham, who's in the parenting niche and helping parents with children who are challenging, or Susan Garrett, who is a dog trainer and has a membership for those who want to learn how to train their dog. The markets are endless, from photography to calligraphy to fitness and finance and music, art, health, dog training, and so many more. It doesn't matter what market you're in. I'm almost guaranteeing you there is a way to take what you're doing and turn it into a monthly subscription.
I don't know if I found out about this from you, but I know that, you know, those kind of like date nights out, or sometimes it's just for women where you go and you have wine and you paint something and there's an artist up front who's guiding you through it. And it's some kind of a wine. I forget what the name of it is.
Paint parties.
Yeah, paint parties. And usually there's wine involved, which for me to start painting, I'd need a little bit of wine. I'll put it that way. But there is I'm pretty sure a membership site, not for people who want to do the painting, but for people who want to start a paint night business themselves. So like, I thought that would be a way too specific niche. I mean, how many people, there might be a lot of people who want to paint. How many people want to run these kind of businesses? There's even a membership for that. It's almost anything you can think of.
And who you're speaking of is Heidi Easley. And that's exactly it. So she helps people who are starting a paint party business. And the crazy part about this is 3 years ago, she started and she welcomed 68 founding members. And then for her, like this was about like creating more predictable revenue in her business, where she wasn't, you know, stuck to, oh gosh, I got to do like the next promotion to, you know, to get the next, you know, to revenue this month. No. She just wanted more stability, more ease of life. So she started and welcomed 68 founding members. A year later, she had just over 300. Now she's coming up on her 3-year anniversary. It's actually a month from now, 3 years that she has been in, started this membership. She has over 2,130 members. members, Tom. Like, that's how this compounds and grows over time. Just like an investment where you put the time in, it compounds over time versus a traditional business where it's like that one-time transaction and then it's over and you're just hoping that people are going to come back and buy from you again. A membership, we know they are with certainty.
You mentioned founding members, and that is a big part of your training and what you recommend that people do. So I don't want to go into it in too much detail, but I'll just say the idea is you launch your site, and for the first batch of people who join, they're called founding members, and they get certain special advantages, typically a lower rate, and you can grandfather them in. You give them real reason to join. And not only does that give you a nice infusion of cash, but it gives you people who can provide testimonials for the future, and testimonials are very important. Well, that is exactly... I actually managed to get, if you can believe it, a private meeting with Jay Abraham a couple of months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't free. I'll tell you, that was not free. But he said that he doesn't call it founding members. He calls them beta testers. Mm-hmm. Because he says, now bear in mind, my first few months, there could be some glitches. So yeah, you're going to get 50% off. But you got to be prepared and patient with me that I'm just getting my feet wet and a few things might go wrong. But the benefit is, you know, you get a discount. You're one of my... tribe now, you're one of the very, very first. So I think that really is. And in fact, when I launch my new site this summer, people are going to see, oh, doggone it, he listens to that Stu McLaren, because that's exactly how I'm going to do it. I'm going to call them both beta testers and founding members, because I can't decide which I like more, but it's the same principle. And that is a great way to generate traction right away.
100%. And the reason I love calling them founding members is because I want to create a sense of pride. I want to create a sense of pride that they were the smart ones that got in early. And the reason is because over time, what's going to happen is not only are they feeling good about the fact that they got in and they could help shape and influence the direction that you're taking the membership, but more importantly, like, financially, like, they've got a smoking hot deal, and it serves as an incredible retention strategy. Because, you know, when we've got a good deal, when you're paying, let's say, $20 a month, and you know now the price is $30 a month, you don't ever want to cancel from that, because you were a genius for getting in when you did. You're getting rewarded for that. And so at the bottom line is, I want to create a sense of pride. I want people saying, I was one of those founding members. And so when the membership grows and you got hundreds and you got thousands of members, they can say, I was one of those founding members when it was just 30 of us. Like, that creates a sense of pride. And similarly, I highly recommend you honor those people. Like, for example, one of our students, she did something that was just brilliant this year. She created a yearbook, so to speak, for her members. And she's making the practice of doing this every year. And in that, she had a whole spread that had all the pictures of her founding members. Again, just honoring them, because they got started when you were in the very early days and you may not have been crystal clear. And I get it. Like, some people are like, well, wait a minute. You're telling me that I should launch a membership before I know what it's going to look like and what the experience is going to be? And the answer is yes. Yes, I'm telling you that. Because here's the thing. In more than a decade plus helping literally tens of thousands of business owners create memberships, what I can tell you with 100% certainty is that the membership site that you launch with is going to change. It is going to change, because once you start working with real people, you're going to see ways in which you can refine the experience and make it better and improve what it is that you're doing and how you're helping people. Because unlike a book or unlike a course, maybe as an example, like, those things are much harder to change. Like, for example, my wife's got a book coming out in August. And once that book is on the shelves, if we find a mistake afterwards, we can't go and take all those books away and make a change. In a membership site, you can. It's very fluid. And therefore, it makes it so much better for us to get started earlier, because then you can get into the process of refining it and really dialing it in. And more importantly, as you said, you have these incredible stories of people that you've helped, which will become your greatest marketing asset from that point moving forward.
Let me ask you maybe the issue that's on people's minds. Maybe I'm in a way, I don't want to oversell things. It's true that if I sell an ebook versus a membership, it's just one sale in each case. But once I've sold the ebook, I don't have to produce anything for these people ever again. But if I have a membership, they're going to expect something from me on a regular basis, whether it's every month or whatever. They're going to expect something from me. So maybe people are concerned that this sounds like it it's going to be a lot of work, though. How do I generate content that's fresh and new time after time?
Well, this is a great question. And the reality of it is there are a variety of strategies to, one, streamline the experience for you. Because listen, none of us want to create a membership because we want to create another job. That's that has zero interest. But let me give you an example. So years ago, I partnered with a New York Times bestselling author, Michael Hyatt. And the time that we partnered together, he had just released his New York Times bestselling book called Platform, Get Noticed in a Noisy World. And he was in high demand as a speaker. So he was traveling all across the country, delivering presentations to different corporations and seminars and conferences, et cetera. Now, he would deliver anywhere between 30 to 40 presentations a year, meaning he was on the road for more than 100 days a year, because you had a day on the front for travel, a day on the back for travel, and then he was gone over 100 days a year. Now, in addition to that, he also had a blog that he was blogging every single day of the week. He also had a podcast that he was publishing every week. So the man was busy. So when we got together and I asked him, I said, what's the number one challenge you got in your business? He said, Stu, I love what I get to do and I love who I get to serve, but gosh darn it, I want to be home with my wife, Gail, and my daughters and my grandkids. Like, I'm tired. And I said, okay, well, I think we can help. And so we came together and we created a membership site. But I didn't have a lot of Michael's time because he was still doing all of these things. But the short version of the story is we were able to produce more than a year's worth of content over the course of 6 days. So in 6 days, we produced a year's worth of content. And here's how we did it. We would schedule three two-day video shoots. And during those two-day video shoots, I mean, they were jam-packed. We'd be like, bam, 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 recording all of this content. And we would batch produce it. That's the key here, is batch producing the content. And once we had created it, we would schedule it. And we didn't have to worry about being on any kind of content treadmill thereafter. And in fact, when Michael and I went our separate ways and we parted ways from the partnership, the membership still kept going. And by the way, we parted on all good terms. In fact, we parted so that I could spend more time doing what I'm doing right now, which is helping, you know, so many people around the world with memberships. But we had more than a year's worth of content that was scheduled in advance at the time that we left. And this is coming back to, number one, knowing what your content strategy is. And that's a super important piece, because not only do you want to get clear on the content strategy for you, but you want to get clear on it for your members, because you don't want to load them up. You don't want to give them a whole bunch of content. Like, the number one mistake and the number one reason that people cancel from a membership is overwhelm. It's not that they're not getting value from the membership. It's just that they're overwhelmed by the sheer volume of content. That is not why people sign up. They do not sign up to get a whole bunch of stuff. They sign up because they want to make progress in some area of their lives. And what they're looking for is somebody to sift and sort through all of the noise and just break it down into the few steps that they need to follow. And I'll give you one final example of this. With me personally, I'm in the midst right now of looking to redesign my home office, and I'm wanting to create a video studio that would enable me to be able to flick a couple switches and be able to go and not worry about the cameras, the lights, et cetera. And so, yeah, I'm online and I'm searching YouTube for, you know, ultimate home video studio, and I'm watching all these videos and all this stuff, and it's all been great, and I'm taking notes and getting ideas. But there was a point in time when I'm just like, okay, I just want somebody to tell me what to do. And I went on Facebook and I asked that question. I'm like, listen, I've watched a whole bunch of videos. I got a whole bunch of ideas, but I don't know where to get started. And somebody said, oh, you just need to go to livestreamingpros.com. It's a membership site, and they walk you through the whole process. I'm like, thank you. And that's exactly what I did. And what did it do? It took all of this random information that I was trying to sift and sort through and figure out for myself, and it just boiled it down to the nuts and bolts steps that made it easy for me to begin making progress. So don't load people up. Keep it very tight and focused on what they most need to know right now. And remember, you can batch produce the content to save yourself a ton of time.
All right. I love all that. Boy, have I batch produced content in the past. It's great once you're all done, but boy, those batches, they take a lot out of you, but it's so worth doing. As we're wrapping up, I want you to tell people about Tribe. We'll talk about the webinar, and then I am going to make an offer to folks that it's like I want people to give this a shot if this sounds like something they want to do. And I'm going to help get them eyeballs on it because I've got a lot of listeners. I have a big email list. I have 100K Twitter followers. I'll get the word out about your site if you want to be serious about this. But talk to us about Tribe. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was just a... I'm such a generous guy. That was just like an afterthought, that little offer I just made.
Dang, dude. That's like... That's amazing. Okay, so here's the thing. One time a year, we host a free workshop. This is the workshop I really want to encourage everybody to come to. Tom will give you the info in terms of where to go find it. But bottom line is I want you to come to this free workshop because if you've got questions like, okay, I like him what I'm hearing and I'm trying to figure out like, you know, would my market be a good fit for a membership or what type of membership should I create for my business or what should I provide inside the membership or how do I get people? All those questions and more, we're going to answer during the free workshop that's happening on April 22nd. So mark the date on your calendar. It's free. Make sure you come and join us live because last year was the first year that we ever did this workshop live. And Tom, it was amazing because we had so many people who put into practice what we were teaching right there and then and launched their memberships and got results. Like I'll share one example. Steph McFadden, she owns a microblading studio. Now, if you could see my eyebrows, Tom, you would clearly know that I had no idea what a microblading studio is because I got big bushy eyebrows. But anyway, long story short, this was a physical brick and mortar business. And a year ago, her business got completely shut down because of COVID. So she had some real urgency to figure out what to do next because she still had rent to pay and employees to pay. She joined us for the free workshop. And on that April 22nd, we'll show you a particular strategy that she used right away. And she didn't have a big audience of tens of thousands or thousands. She only had just over 200 local customers that she was serving. But she went out to those local customers with her idea for a membership. She didn't have it all fleshed out. This is what we walk you through with the founding member launch. She didn't have it all fleshed out, but she went out to them and followed exactly what we taught. And before she knew it, she had over 110 paying members for her membership, generating just over $10,000 a month. And she sent a message just saying like, oh my gosh, like you have no idea the stress that is relieved because she now could move forward knowing that she could not only continue to pay her bills, but when the doors do finally open, she was now had an entirely new revenue stream in addition to what she was generating at her store. So I share that with you because the live experience is amazing and you're going to hear so many different examples. You'll hear directly from people, you'll see them. And not only that, but of course, we're going to break it down and we're going to show you what to do. It all starts on April 22nd.
Well, I'm going to use tomwoods.com/tribe as the link to get people there. So tomwoods.com/tribe is where you should go to register for that because you should attend that because you will learn a lot. And as Stu says, you can take some of that info and just go ahead and use it. You can take some of the info from this conversation, go ahead and use it. But in particular, if you go there and you decide, not only do I think this is what I want to do, but I want to work with Stu's community, then old Woods here is going to help you out. I want you to get eyeballs on your site. I want you to have a successful membership. So I'll promote it in my Notorious newsletter. I'll promote it right here on this show. I'll promote it to my over 100K followers on Twitter. If that doesn't get you members, then that also helps you because you know this is not meant to be, okay? Okay. If that doesn't get you members, try a different theme or niche for your next site. But that is my best effort to try to, you know, we have to all help each other in this crazy world. And I want to help people who do me the honor of listening to this show every day. And that's one of the things I'll do for you guys. So how about that, Stu?
I got to tell you, that's pretty remarkable because, you know, here you have this amazing platform and you're using it to help your audience, which I think is just incredible. And what an opportunity because here's the thing, you know, you don't need a big audience of tens of thousands or thousands. A few hundred is all you need. And Tom's giving you the chance to get in front of hundreds of thousands. Like that is an incredible opportunity. And I can't wait to see what comes from it as your audience not only join us for the free workshop, but put into practice what they're learning as they begin launching their memberships.
Well, as I say, we're going to be doing this together this year, folks, because I'm launching my own. And even though I've done it before, I'm kind of starting from scratch because this time I want to know what I'm doing when I launch it, as opposed to 9 years ago when I was completely on my own, just fumbling around. This time I want to do it absolutely right. So I'm doing it according to the Stu McLaren model, which you will learn about when you register at tomwoods.com/tribe and attend the event. Well, Stu, I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. I'm hoping to bring a giant army of people to come listen to you.
Well, thank you, Tom. And listen, I want to congratulate you because you've had your membership now for 9 years, which is a clear indicator that you continue to show up and continue to serve your people. I see that just not only in evidence of your membership being around for 9 years, I see that though in the way in which your audience continues to grow. And I see it in the way that you continue to show up for your people as evidenced by your willingness to support them and help them by sharing what they're doing in front of your audience. So kudos to you, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. And I can't wait to see everybody there on April 22nd.
Thanks a million, Stu. All right, folks, that's going to do it for today. Now, in this day and age, we have to look out for each other. We have to help each other out. And one of the reasons that I like to promote people's websites on my podcast, I mean, there are other bonuses I could have given people if they use my hosting link. I mean, why would I specifically promote them on the podcast? It's because I want us to be helping each other. Like you hear there's a Tom Woods Show listener who provides such and such service. Maybe you'll use that person. And then when you have a service people hear about, maybe other people will use your service. I want us to be helping each other out. And the best way I can help you out with regard to what we've talked about today is by shortcutting your audience building. It's hard to build an audience. It takes a long, long time. I've been at it for a very long time since I started writing my books. And now I've built up a pretty good one. So if you create a membership like I did, I'm going to help you get people over there. That's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to help you get people over there. And as I say, if my efforts don't get anybody over there, then it's just a bad idea, okay? And it's good that you found out sooner rather than later, because I'm going to pull out all the stops, because I'm going to build up this Tom Woods community. I'm going to build up success stories. I'm going to help to create something in this world that helps people navigate the very tricky waters that we're in right now. The first step in this is to go to tomwoods.com/tribe and just listen to Stu at this workshop he's doing and start getting those wheels turning in your head about what this means for you. And once you start doing it, old Woods here's got your back, and I'm going to bust my you-know-what to get people over there and buy from you and help you prosper. Now, doggone it, that's an episode right there. All right, I'll see you all tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.